All right, the Knicks introduced, and they are going with the young guys, Jack, and we've seen that before as organizations get into this mode at this time of the year where they're kind of, well, playing for ping pong balls. And according to ProSportsTransactions.com, great website that will show you every draft pick that a team has, whether it be hockey, football, basketball, or baseball, from now until about 2025. I checked it this morning, and the Knicks would be picking ninth right now, and it's theirs. There are no permutations or combinations of protected and trade and lottery protected of anything like that where they will lose the pick. So,
and that's good for them. They need to start building properly. And
well, I talked to their GM, Scott Perry, and, you know, we said, you know, 7-28 since Porzingis went down.
Big difference.
And he said, well, we're going to be better for it when he gets back because we're going to develop some of these young guys.
That's a good approach to take.
I mean, we've seen it, too, in Toronto when Lowry and DeRozan have been injured and the bench has elevated itself and guy plays with more confidence once the star comes back. So the Knicks will wear the alternate uniforms, a navy blue with orange trimming, and the Raptors will wear the white uniforms, I would say normally reserved for home, but they wear anything anywhere now, so it doesn't matter. We jump it up. The Knicks win the tip, and they will come front court from right to left. Sean Wright, Matt Boland, and Dedrick Taylor are your officials. Neil Aquina near side to Hardaway. Right wing into the lane. The running hook no good, but Luke Kornet, who played his first game in Toronto 11-12 games ago, gets the stick back dunk. Knicks up 2-0.
Played very well against the Raptors that game.
DeRozan in the lane, all the way to the hoop, scoops it up and in. Nice drive by DeRozan. Raptors tie it at 2.
Breakdown that time by the Knicks on their screen and roll coverage. Beautiful read by DeRozan.
Kornet, one of those stretch kids who can stretch it out and shoot it from distance if he has to. This guy's just a plain scorer. Michael Beasley drives baseline, floats it up, no good. Never met a shot he didn't like. Here comes Powell, right side near wing. 1 minute in, game tied at 2. Ibaka up fake, drives in the lane to Valanciunas, fouled by Kornet.
Great pass by Serge Ibaka. Dribble penetration on the right side. And down the gut coming from the left side, Valanciunas catches it and gets fouled.
Jack, I made the observation, you and I talked about it Friday night against Houston. Serge is becoming better at his playmaking and his decision-making around the playmaking.
You know what I think it is, too? I think he trusts what's going on here. Like, I could see him buying in, so he's willing to give up a little bit of his offense for the greater cause. I think early in the year he was very needy offensively. I think he's not as needy now, and I think he's just having fun playing, and he respects his teammates, and he knows when he's open he's going to get the ball. Would you agree with that?
I agree.
I see a different guy out there. Like, I think he feels like he's respected, and he'll get the ball when he needs it.
I don't have to hunt shots or worry about getting mine. I'm part of something bigger here. Valanciunas, a couple free throws, 4-2 Toronto. Now Hardaway down the lane, right side, far wing, after curling into the lane, is fouled by Norman Powell, and that will send Tim Hardaway Jr. to the line.
Well, Norman Powell's got his hands full. The other night, James Harden, and now today, Tim Hardaway Jr.
Well, that's what you get when you're in that spot for Toronto. OG Anunoby has guarded everybody from Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum to, you know, James Harden and Blake Griffin back in when he was with the Clippers, and that's your job. Four apiece. Hardaway knocks in 2 free throws. And Toronto brings it front court left to right in the white uniforms. DeRozan to Ibaka, near side. Loses the handle on the bounce. Here comes Hardaway Jr. Lays it up. No good. Rebound tipped in by Neil Aquina. DeRozan in the lane to Powell, cutting, floats it up and in, and Norman Powell gets those 2 back, 6 apiece. 10:18 to go, first quarter.
Good pass that time by DeRozan. Gets the assist.
Moutier to Cornette. Floats it up. No good. Grabs the rebound. Working hard down there. Lays it back up and in. Luke Cornette with a pretty active body down there.
Good second effort by the big fella.
Here comes Lowry in the lane to Valanciunas. Kick out Lowry. Right side near wing above the arc. Three ball. No good. Rebound to Michael Beasley. Out of Kansas State. Brings it front court. Emmanuel Moutier has it knocked away by Lowry. Goes out of bounds. Right in front of where Spike Lee should be sitting. I mean, Toronto doesn't even rate enough for Spike to come on a Sunday. No. Maybe it's a Sunday, early Sunday, and
they're 18 games under 500. He might be off the train right now.
Moutier long jumper out top, no good. Rebound Toronto. 8-6 New York. 9:35 to go, first quarter. Front court come the Raptors. DeRozan top of the lane. Near elbow, right side, two up fakes, gets Hardaway in the air, shoots it on the premise that he was getting the foul, and he got nothing.
Wow.
Here comes New York. Cornette, three, far side, no good. Long rebound to Lowry. On the bounce. Front court. Lowry in the lane, loses it. He and Valanciunas, a little bit of a misstep there, Jack, in their communication. And that will turn it over and give it to the Knicks. 9:05 to go, first quarter. Here comes New York, right to left. Cornette between the rings. To Moutier, far side right wing. To Hardaway Jr., goes airborne, now finds Cornette, steps behind the line, three ball, good.
Cornette with 7 points and two boards already, and he's a tough matchup today for Valanciunas. He's got to get out there and guard him.
One of those guys. JV drives him baseline now and is fouled as JV says, all right, you're going to work in my office for a little bit down here. And Valanciunas fouled. Will go to the line for a couple of free throws. And, Jack, we talk about it all the time. What a luxury to have your big man able to shoot 80-plus percent from the floor. You know, we saw a graphic the other day where JV's fourth quarter minutes have increased from his rookie year at 4 minutes a game. He's up to six, over six, almost half the fourth quarter now. And he's part of a unit that looks like it includes the two All-Stars, Valanciunas and Fred VanVleet, who is averaging almost 9 minutes a game in the fourth quarter.
You know, it's interesting. We were talking about Ibaka before. I think Valanciunas is just more comfortable, and he's maturing as a player. And he knows precisely what his role is, you know. Know your role, accept your role. And he's really locked in right now in a good place.
11-8 Toronto. 8.5 to go, first quarter. Ntilikina. Into the lane to Cornette, just inside the arc. Long jumper, no good. Rebound Lowry. Here comes Toronto with a trailing by three with 8:20 to go as they move left to right. Lowry works right side near wing above the arc to Ibaka into the far corner. DeRozan up fake. Cornette closes out. Shot clock at 10. DeMar going to go to work on the youngster. In the lane, up nifty underhand shovel pass 7 feet away to Ibaka, who floats it in at the broken circle.
DeRozan two assists. Gorgeous look.
Only had two the other night. Normally good for four or more. And when DeMar has four or more assists, the Raptors 39-12 this season. Down low. Moutier lays it in. New York goes up 13-10.
Knicks seventh in the league in offensive rebounding, so they get after it.
Ibaka, swing to Lowry. Underneath, great pass to Valanciunas. Lays it in. The Knicks caught rotating, and Kyle picked him apart. Toronto down 13-12.
Unselfish play that time. Raptors four assists on four field goals.
Well, I talked about DeRozan. When the Raptors have 20 or more assists, Jack, this year, they are 41-10 compared to last year when they were 25-7. Tells you about the ball movement. Ntilikina misses a 10-footer near side left wing. Back come the Raptors. We tick towards 7 minutes first quarter on a Sunday afternoon in New York, and Ibaka is fouled on his drive. Near side, right wing.
And Serge Ibaka seeing the gap against the defense and gets fouled. And team foul number three for the Knicks. Substitution now, Kyle O'Quinn will check in for Luke Cornette. Cornette played well, 7 points, two boards, but he's got two fouls.
Kyle O'Quinn, was he part of that Norfolk State team?
Yes, he was.
Duke? He was. A Queens guy from Jamaica, New York.
Plays hard.
He does play hard. And he'll be popular next Saturday on St. Patrick's Day. DeRozan down low, opens up the whole box of tricks, misses the layup as it's blocked by O'Quinn, but on the follow, JV fouled.
What does DeMar DeRozan have to do to get a call? Like, if James Harden makes that same move, he's getting a foul call. I don't get it. This guy's one of the best players in the NBA.
And I think the bubble over Dwayne Casey's head saying to Sean Wright the same thing. What's my guy got to do? We'll take a break. 13-12 New York, 6:48 first quarter. From Madison Square Garden in New York, you're listening to the Raptors and the Knicks on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back in New York, Paul Jones, Jack Armstrong alongside trusted engineer. He's been with us for a long time, Paul Schrager.
Paul's one of the best in the business. Working hard. He was in Burlington, Vermont yesterday.
He is. He's a Scarlet Knight.
I know, Rutgers.
He's a Rutgers man. And back at the studio, JP Ricciuto, Adrian Carnevale coming off the bench today.
Wow. Is that J.P. Ricciardi in the studio?
J.P. Ricciuto.
Okay, I want to make sure.
Keith Bauer under the weather, and we got the lineup list. It said inactive today, Keith Bauer.
Keith Bauer sent me a text this morning, so he must be laying in bed.
So the Iron Man streak is done for a while, but it's okay. I know he's bouncing back next game. And you'll hear from Wheeler, Watson, and Lewenberg at halftime. 13-12 Toronto, 6:48 to go. First quarter, Jonas Valanciunas will go to the line for a couple of free throws. He was hacked in the act on the stick back after the miss by DeRozan. JV got that great touch at the line, as I give him the broadcaster jinx, as he's 4 of 4 today, but he just puts his hand so softly on that ball, Jack, like kind of like what I need for my golf grip.
They say, good luck.
The pressure is what causes the tenseness in the mist. So
I just think I stink.
Me too. Some golfers have an A game. I got a D game, and that's about as good as it gets. Valanciunas says, take that, Paul Jones. First free throw down. Second one in the air, crawls in. As the late Al McGuire would say, a crier. Goes down, though. And 6 for 6 for JV. He's got 8 points as the Raptors lead at 14-13. Beasley up top to Neal Akina. Works right side, far wing, lays it up and in on Ibaka.
Nice
Frank
move.
Yeah, never put his left hand on the ball, dribbled it with the right hand, put it up like he was serving it up on a tray and lays it in. DeRozan into the lane, fouled. Hardaway was there. Who else was there? They got it on Moutier. And DeRozan will go to the line for two. Speaking of golf, referee Matt Boland used to be a professional golfer.
I didn't know that. Really? Yes. Matt is? Okay.
Yeah. Some people say he refs like a professional golfer, but no, interesting chat with him. The year we got snowed in Miami.
I remember that.
What a terrible place to be.
It was horrible.
To be stuck, and we went to Indiana, and it looked like we were in a different country. Siberia.
It's a long time ago.
And Matt Boland happened to be riding our bus, and we got talking, and he and Tony Brothers, Matt's a golf guy. DeRozan makes 1 of 2. 15 apiece, 6:18 to go. First quarter, Moutier, far side, right wing in front of the bench, finds O'Quinn, pick and pop. O'Quinn knocks down a 14-footer, far side, right wing. Knicks trail, 17-15. I think they got the score backwards.
Definitely.
Ibaka jumper, far side, ties it at 17. Better check the scorekeeper, make sure he's got the... Got the right pieces of tape over home and visitor. I mean, Villanova was in here last night battling Providence. I hope he still doesn't have those pieces of tape over this score sheet. Long miss by the Knicks. Back comes Powell. 5:30 to go. First quarter. Raptors tied at 17 with the Knicks. Valanciunas in the lane. Turnaround over O'Quinn. No good. Spun out. And back comes Moutier. Up the near side. Left wing on DeRozan. Crosses over. Elbow jumper far side. No good. Rebound, Ibaka. Moutier, not known for his shooting, Jack, and the timing, sequencing, not good. Lowry, deep three, no good. Rebound to Beasley. 17 apiece, 5:08 to go. Here comes Beasley out of Kansas State. Off to O'Quinn. Man, he dribbled that thing about three times. Dribbled it, picked it up, dribbled it, now handed it to Moutier. To O'Quinn. in the lane, spinning, fall away jumper over Valanciunas, no good, rebound JV.
Good defense that time by Valanciunas, played him straight up.
Comes DeRozan, far side, left wing, into the far corner, Powell couldn't catch it, had one hand on it, looking at the basket before he could get it up there, and somewhere my first ever coach, Saul Tenenbaum, who was a taxi driver, Saul's saying, two hands, Jones.
He's right, and you know, it's interesting, what did I make the point about Friday night? Norman Powell's shot preparation.
Yep.
He's got to concentrate on getting himself prepared as the ball's in flight. That time, as you said, he wasn't paying attention totally and didn't have two hands ready.
Beasley up top on the dribble weave. They get it to Moutier. On the bounce, into the lane. Kick to O'Quinn. Drives baseline, far side. Cross-court pass to Hardaway Jr. Drives into the lane. Around Valanciunas. Sweeps it up and in. Spread his wings and curled it around JV. 19-17 New York. Valanciunas drives on O'Quinn all the way to the hoop and lays it in. JV says, I'll get those two back. 10 for Valanciunas. Raptors tie it at 19. Ntilikina drives on Powell into the lane. Challenged by Valanciunas. Wow, and they got the foul on JV.
I don't know if it's on him or on Powell, who was next to him. We'll see.
They got it on Powell.
Yeah, yeah. I thought so. He got a piece of his hand as he went up.
JV went straight up and looked like he got a piece of that thing, but...
And honestly, looking at the replay, there wasn't really a lot of contact from Norman Powell that time, but... Valanciunas checks out. 10 points, 4 boards, a perfect 6-6 from the free throw line.
Good start by the big
man.
Yeah,
he played very well. And now you have C.J. Miles and Jakob Poeltl checking in. Norman Powell checks out. 2 points, 2 fouls in 7 minutes.
Courtney Lee and Trey Burke check in for... New York, the Knicks, in search of consistent perimeter play. Got a lot of young guys with Burke and Moutier and Ntilikina. And the vets haven't played much. Courtney Lee was inactive last game. Jared Jack hasn't played in forever. And we'll see if that changes today. 21-19 Knicks. Ibaka drives right side, near wing, lay it up, no good. Tipped up by Poeltl, no good. Rebound to O'Quinn. Back comes New York. Ntilikina between the rings. Works right on C.J. Miles. Kicks it out top to Beasley. Man, threw that one like he was trying to hit a trash can out on 33rd Street. Over and back violation. It goes all the way to the baseline at the other end. And the Raptors will inbound. 3:33 to go. First quarter, New York leading 21-19.
The ball deep down on that right sideline. Opposite the Raptor bench. Tough angle to inbound from.
Yes, a very tough place to inbound. They get it into Poeltl. Now to DeRozan underneath. Ibaka, catch and shoot. Nice move by Serge on the jump hook, Jack. A great cut by Serge.
Third assist with DeMar DeRozan. Beautiful find on that set sequence on the inbound play.
Burke, near side, jumper, got it. 15 feet out, left wing, near side. Trey Burke knocks it down. And then we've got a foul underneath as Lowry quickly up court driving. And they've got it on Burke as couldn't contain Lowry. And Kyle will step to the free throw line for a couple of shots. Kind of a quiet pace, as it were, Jack, right now to this game.
Tough situation for Jeff Hornacek, the coach of the Knicks. Not sure. A lot of the whispers about his future here. And obviously when you lose a kid like Porzingis, they were off to a great start this season. And home-heavy schedule early on, which helped them. But nonetheless, you're kind of like, where's this thing going to go at the end of the season? And could be a casualty of it. Kyle Lowry makes both free throws, 3:07 remaining, first quarter. Tie ball game, 23 all.
This has one of those feels, Jack, where the Raptors going to hang close and kind of sprint away at the finish.
Well, if you're a Raptor fan, you hope so.
Yep.
Can't take anything for granted.
DeRozan, after the miss by New York, brings it front court. Raptors coming left to right. DeRozan weaves into the lane like he's going through pylons and lays it up with the left hand, far side. Raptors up 25-23.
That was very creative.
Courtney Lee, floater in the lane, good from 12 feet. Took off from 15, shot it from 12, knocked it down, game tied at 25. Here's DeRozan front court. And Dwayne Casey wants to take a timeout, talk to his team. So we'll take a break, too. 2:28 to go, first quarter. Raptors and Knicks tied at 25 from the world's 25 apiece, 2:28 to go, first quarter here in New York. The Raptors and the Knicks. It's Junior Knicks Day, and they had some of the kids asking questions of the Knicks players. And interesting to hear them answer. They asked, you know, did you ever told a lie that got you in trouble? And a bunch of the Knicks answered. And they asked Enes Kanter which famous person he looked at looked like. And he said, you know what? I think I look like Borat.
I'm not sure if that's a he's complimenting himself or not, but beauty's in the eyes of the beholder.
He has been through a lot, man, Enes Kanter. I mean, he's fighting his home country right now. And New York, the star's always out. Kyle Lowry during the timeout going over to say hello to one of New York's finest, Stephon Marbury. Latrell Sprewell also sitting courtside right behind beside the Knicks broadcast crew. Toronto ball, front court moving left to right, game tied at 25. DeRozan, Poeltl, Van Vliet, Miles, and Siakam, the bench mob out there with the all-star. DeRozan into the lane, the floater up and in. DeMar going across the lane right to left. Near side to far side, floats it in, 27-25, Toronto. Burke, O'Quinn, Lee out there with Beasley and Ntilikina. Ntilikina near corner, left side. Hits Courtney Lee under the basket. O'Quinn, corner three, no good. Rebound, Miles. Outlet to Van Vliet up the middle of the court to a cutting DeRozan. Now backs out on the wing, far side, in front of the Raptor bench. His layup was blocked by O'Quinn. Here comes New York. Trey Burke into the lane, finds O'Quinn down low, muscles it up and in.
Well, O'Quinn makes his presence felt. 4 points, three boards, two assists. High energy guy.
DeRozan goes at him this time. Didn't get the foul call. Poeltl misses the putback ball, out of bounds off New York. Toronto ball. 27 apiece, 1:21 to go, first quarter.
DeMar DeRozan getting really frustrated with the officials. I mean, Kyle O'Quinn just hammered him. Again, if that same contact on DeRozan was made on LeBron James or James Harden or someone like that, there'd be a whistle.
Poeltl up top to Siakam. On the bounce comes right side near wing. Can't get it to Van Vliet, denied, so he goes into the lane to Poeltl. Catch, up fake, one dribble, lays it in, right side near wing. Froze O'Quinn, Jack, and then laid it home.
And he's quick, man. He's got that explosive little pop in the lane, and he does things in short steps.
29-27 Toronto. The Knicks run a split and off the high post near side left wing. And Courtney Lee was wide open. O'Quinn unfortunately threw it away. So the turnover is number two for the Knicks. And the Raptors bring it front court. Under a minute to go, first quarter. 29-27 Toronto. DeRozan on the big Knicks logo at midcourt. Works right near side above the arc. Stutter dribble, crosses over on Ntilikina. Shot fake, gets him airborne, misses the jumper. Back comes New York. Trey Burke looking like Allen Iverson from this vantage point with the cornrows. Pulls back, hits O'Quinn. Drives in the lane, floater over Poeltl, no good. Rebound tipped up, Siakam has it. Here comes Pascal. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Shot clock, game clock, almost synchronized. Siakam picks it up, gets it to DeRozan. He'll work his way out to the bottom of the center circle front court. Now work over to the far side left wing. Game clock at 5. DeRozan got to make his move. Finds C.J. Miles. A deep three from Miles. Good. Banks it in. He was between the bottom of the center circle and the arc. About a 35-footer for Miles. And he knocks it down. The Raptors three in the bottom of the well. Gives them a 32-27 lead. As Toronto puts up a 30-point first quarter, Jacko.
Yeah, that was a remarkable shot at the back end of the clock by C.J. Miles. And with one quarter gone in the books, the Raptors lead by 5, 32-27. Raptors shooting 50%. 50% from the field, and they're doing a good job against sharing the rock. 8 assists on 11 field goals.
When we come back, second quarter, you're listening to Raptors basketball from Madison Square Garden in New York. Back in New York at the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden. 32-27, Toronto leads after a quarter. And, Jacko, it's been kind of a ho-hum start to the game for the Raptors, leading by five, shooting 50%. Looks like they're not in a real hurry right now, but they've got the lead, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, and they got to the line 10 times in the first quarter, made 9 of them, so they did a really good job drawing fouls. Delon Wright now in the game in place of DeMar DeRozan, so the bench mob back together again, Jonesy.
Second quarter brought to you by Alpine Credits. Own your home and need a loan. Get approved at alpinecredits.ca. Homeowners get approved. Raptors, as Jack said, the bench mob on the floor, missed the first shot, and back come the Knicks. O'Quinn, Hardaway Jr., Courtney Lee out there with Trey Burke. Courtney Lee knocks down a three ball, and New York cuts the lead to 32-30. Miles, jumper far side. No good. Here comes New York. On the bounce, Burke. Jumper got it near side left elbow, worked around the screen and got it down. And all of a sudden, New York with five straight has tied the game at 32. Van Vliet to Poeltl. What a pass to Siakam. I mean, that thing was shoveled like an under-the-table scholarship money, Jack. Wow, about 4 feet away, and Siakam laid it in. 34-32 Toronto. The Knicks miss it the other end. Van Vliet, corner three, good. Down the bottom of the well. The Raptors, 2 of 6 from distance. Great hit ahead, 37-32 Toronto.
Pascal Siakam with that pass, Jonesy.
This bench unit, Jack, number one in the hockey assist, number five in passes made. They set the tone of sharing the basketball. Mm-hmm. Isaiah Hicks fouled far side by C.J. Miles.
Give the Knicks credit, though, today. Their bench plus three so far, 13-10. So they've gotten some pop from Kyle O'Quinn and Courtney Lee and Trey Burke this afternoon.
So Hardaway Jr. will inbound far side right wing. Gets it to Burke against Van Vliet. Up fake, gets Fred in the air, misses the 12-footer near side left wing. Back come the Raptors left to right, leading 32-27. Underneath, Poeltl kicks to DeLon Wright, near side. Into the lane to Siakam, floats it up and in again. Exquisite ball movement by the bench mob. And Toronto takes a 7-point lead, largest of the game, at 39-32. O'Quinn, elbow jumper, no good, near side from 12 feet. Back comes Siakam on the bounce, up the middle of the court to Poeltl, floats it up and in. Pascal could have shot it himself, unselfishly got it to his buddy, Ebony and Ivory, hook up again.
12 assists on 15 field goals, and Pascal Siakam, two nifty finds to get Fred VanVleet and Jakob Poeltl hooked up for shots. And with 9:39 remaining here in the second quarter, Jonesy, the Raptors lead by 9, 41-32.
Let's take a break from Madison Square Garden in New York. This is Raptors basketball, TSN 1050, Toronto. Raptors leading the Knicks. Jack, I'm going to let you let the people listen into the portion of the show that they normally have to pay for, and that's what we talk about during commercials. But first, I got to get a couple of bits of housekeeping done. Start your day with Landsberg in the morning, weekdays from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., recapping the weekend that was for the Toronto Raptors, and tune in to Leafs Lunch with Andy Petrello. Weekdays from 11 to 1, providing you the most comprehensive Leafs coverage anywhere, Leafs Lunch on TSN 1050. And Jacko, we were talking about...
I asked you.
Yeah.
I said, Jonesy, how good do you think Pascal Siakam can be?
And folks, normally you have to pay for this portion of the show, but we're going to give it to you as a free preview.
I agree with your assessment, and you made a great point about Poeltl, and when we get to some quiet time, we'll get over it.
Here comes Isaiah Hicks on the drive, runs into Poeltl, who challenges the shot, rebound on the ground. Hicks gets it back. On the bounce, crosses over, great move, and jams it down. Man, he caught Poeltl going the other way. It's like a boxer looking for the left, and the right gets him. 41-34, nice move by Isaiah Hicks. On the bounce, DeLon Wright, near side right wing. Raptors in the white, coming left to right, leading 41-34, 9 minutes to go, first half. Siakam drives, bounces off Hicks, floats it up, no good. Rebound to New York. Knicks in the navy blue third alternate uniform with the orange trimming. Hicks down the lane, lays it up, no good. Rebound to Van Vliet. Here comes Toronto. Long jumper near side by Miles, no good. Rebound to DeLon Wright. Floats it up in the lane, gets the roll. Man, that one is soft as church music. Goes down to make it 43-34, Toronto. Here comes Trey Burke, near side, left wing. Against Van Vliet, gets it to Luke Kornet. Now to Hicks out of North Carolina. Hardaway Jr., the Michigan man, to Kornet. Three ball near side, no good from the Vanderbilt Commodore, and here comes Toronto. Van Vliet, near side, right wing, into the lane. Finds Poeltl, can't squeeze it. Tough pass in close quarters, back come the Knicks. Burke to Hardaway Jr., corner three, good, far side, right in front of Jeff Hornacek.
Well, two Michigan men hooking up that time. Burke and Hardaway Jr. played for my good friend John Beilein.
And they, what a national final that was against Louisville. Yeah. We're at that time of year, Jack. I know I'm going to lose you for a few games as you step into that cauldron that it is the NCAA tournament studio. CJ Miles knocks in a 16-footer right side near wing. 45-37 Toronto. Did you watch Carolina, Virginia last night?
A little bit of it. My busiest morning is tomorrow morning, getting preparation done for Thursday, you know?
Well, that's the other reason why it's good that it's an afternoon game. We all go home and watch the tournament and fill out our brackets with games that will never appear. Trey Burke, pull-up jumper, top of the lane, no good. Rebound, Kornet sneaks in and he's fouled. Fouled by Siakam. And Jack, let's get to that chat. You asked me. I say Siakam, with his mobility, his footwork, his acumen. I mean, he's a guy that I could see guarding a Kevin Durant, being that kind of long, angular stretch player once he gets the three down.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing standing in his way from being a really, really good professional player. I mean, he's a good one already. And I'm talking taking that next step. And he's got a chance to be a long-time player in the NBA and a good one.
Burke, jumper no good, defended.
And then we'll cover Poeltl later on.
Yeah, by Van Vliet. 45-37 Toronto, 7 minutes to go, first half. Miles drives, lays it up and in. Bounces off people like a pinball. No foul called. Toronto by 10, under 7 to go. Burke drives and lays it in. Poeltl went to block it and his hand got caught in the net. Could never follow through. Raptors by 8. Van Vliet. Kick up top, DeLon Wright, swing it to Siakam on Kornet. Into the lane, spins him, his pet move, coming back to the spin on the right, misses it. Ball out of bounds off Toronto. New York has it. 6:39, second quarter, 47-39 Toronto. Jack, you asked me about Poeltl. We're going to see, I think, his likeness, in a sense, next Sunday when Oklahoma City comes to town. He, to me, looks like a souped-up Nick Collison.
It's a good comparison. I agree with you.
Good hands, good feet, smart player, sets good screens, does all the little things, but in a different era, has a greater ceiling because he's not put in that typical big man box.
Yeah, no, and his mobility and adaptability during the course of a game, he just has a number of different facets in a more fast-paced NBA now that his athleticism puts him in a position where coaches like having him on the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, he is foul prone. That would be the one thing that he's got to clean up a little bit in his face-up game. But again, he's going to be a good one. They got two good young big men.
Followaway jumper near side, 16 feet from Hardaway Jr., no good.
And you know who's a fascinating talent, doesn't play a lot, is Lucas Nogueira.
Yes.
I mean, he makes an impact with something every time he plays.
Every time, Jack. And like, he's a great, in case of Blake break, case of emergency, break the glass guy.
He blocks shots, he rebounds, catches lobs, he can pass.
And Lucas, as that one is laid in by DeLon Wright, and now at the other end, Isaiah Hicks fouled by the Raptors. Lucas has no qualms about what his role is. And he says to us, I mean, he's one of the few that sits at the back of the plane with us.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Paul, I know what my role is. Set a screen, rebound, play defense, don't make mistake.
And he's a good passer. He catches the lob, and he can block shots. But, I mean, you're talking about your 11th guy, 12th guy. I mean, it's the depth of this roster And again, Masai Ujiri, Bobby Webster, Dan Tolsman and company, and Jeff Weltman, who's now in Orlando, they've done a fabulous
job.
With roster construction and picking the right people.
Picking the right people, putting them in their lane, letting them develop in a winning culture. And I give them a lot of credit for staying the course. I was listening to former Raptor coach Sam Mitchell the other day talk about his teams in Indiana that could never get past the Knicks. As the two free throws are made by Hardaway Jr., 49-40, Toronto by 9. Donnie Walsh says the regret was he didn't keep that team together. When they didn't win, he said, oh, we got to go a different direction rather than keep pounding away at the door before you get in. The shot missed by the Raptors, deflected out of bounds.
I will say a little of that influence is the impulsive nature of Larry Brown, the coach, who, you know, is such a competitive guy. He falls in and out of love with guys consistently, and that can have an influence on him.
The prime example was he traded Mark Jackson only to reacquire him in a trade a year later, right? He traded him to Denver, then got him back to Indiana. Luke Kornet knocks in a three, far side, right wing.
And Coach Brown's a terrific coach. I think the world of his coaching ability.
49-43 Toronto, 5:12 to go, first half. Van Vliet out there with Wright, Valanciunas, Ibaka, and Lowry. Van Vliet on the bounce, near side, right wing against Kornet. Got him on the switch, into the lane, finds DeLon Wright. Catch and shoot, three ball, good, down the bottom of the well.
Wow.
Far side, left wing in front of the Raptor bench. What a play by Fred.
Oh, man, draw and kick, opposite corner, beautiful.
52-43, Toronto's lead is 9. It's been as big as 10. Jumper down low for New York, no goal, rebound to Valanciunas, knocked away by Ntilikina. Out of bounds, Toronto basketball.
Oh, you talk about the depth of the roster now. Now you have Malcolm Miller coming in for Fred VanVleet. So you have Ibaka, DeLon Wright, Miller, Lowry, and Valanciunas in. So a lot of different looks Toronto gives you.
Nothing wrong with that.
I thought Miller played well in brief time and against Houston the other night.
Valanciunas down low into the lane. The shot no good. Kornet with a good challenge. Back comes New York. Hardaway Jr. skips into the lane, lays it up and in. And Lowry upset at Ibaka. Says, Serge, I got out of the way because I didn't think I could foul him. Didn't want to give him a three-point play. And that's what you did. So it's the first on Ibaka. And Hardaway Jr. will go to the line for a free throw. DeLon Wright out. DeMar DeRozan in. 4:20 to go, first half, and Toronto leads it 52-45.
Well, stat board says 52-44, so not sure what it is there.
Well, it's the same drunk guy that's been working the clock all day, so he must have been out somewhere.
Well, daylight savings last night is affecting his performance.
Lowry three up top, no good. And with all due respect, we will keep an eye on it. Raptors lost a game some years ago in Atlanta when somebody fell asleep at the switch. Laid up and in on the break by the Knicks. Ntilikina, the Frenchman, gets it to go. And all of a sudden, the Knicks have cut the Raptors' lead from 10-4, 52-48. Timeout, Dwayne Casey with 3:50. 52-48, Toronto leading New York. 3:55 to go, first half. They are honoring some of the firefighters here in New York, first responders with Nick jerseys. And who's out there standing with them? Grandmama Larry Johnson, who, by the way, went to the same high school as C.J. Miles, C.J. Skyline High School in Dallas. C.J. says, I was born the year he graduated. Larry Johnson, one of the great characters, one of the great players, too, in an era gone by.
Absolutely.
When the NBA was rough and tumble, man. Larry Johnson, Anthony Mason, Charles Oakley, Otis Thorpe. There's no messing around. Chris Rock at the game, sitting in the front row. He's sitting in Spike's seat, so that's okay.
It's all right. That's some influence there.
So the Raptors lead it by 4 with 3:55 to go in this first half. And
I'm still trying to figure out what the score is because the stat sheet is all messed up here.
I'm going with what's up on the
I would hope so.
Board for now. Not like the CYO league, Jack, where you had to have a guy sitting beside the score
to make sure
that it wasn't taking points away. Lowry misses a long jumper far side left wing. Ibaka runs it down, turns and fires a three short. Gets his rebound back, floats to the hoop, puts it up, no good. Rebound knocked away, goes to Malcolm Miller. Miller out there with DeRozan, Lowry, Valanciunas, and Ibaka getting Powell's shift with the starters right now. Lowry drives into the lane to Miller, swing to Ibaka, right side near wing. Shot clock at 10, now to DeRozan. On the bounce against Beasley. Pull up, jumper 20 feet, DeRozan no good. Ibaka lays it up, no good. Tips it up twice, no good. The Raptors about 0-6, 0-6 on this trip up court. And New York gets it back, comes back. The long jumper no good by Hardaway. Here comes DeRozan up the middle of the court as the Raptors come left to right. 2:56, first half, Toronto up 52-48. Valanciunas to a cutting Lowry on the back door. They swing it around. Ibaka three, far side, no good. Tipped up by Valanciunas with the rebound. JV on the baseline, kick it out. Malcolm Miller, three, good. Miller down the bottom of the well, 55-48, Toronto by seven.
That was a nice possession, great ball movement.
Jack, as you certainly espouse the theory, your best three-point looks come
off offensive rebounds.
Off offensive rebounds when the other team's scrambling.
No doubt about it. Malcolm Miller knocking it down. He's quietly an efficient player, and I like what I see from him so far in his brief time in Toronto. And with 2:29 remaining here, Jonesy, the Raptors lead by 7, 55-48.
So we will keep it here. This is the shortened timeout before the half. And they've got a video clip playing of Chris Rock, one of the funniest dudes around. How about this joint last night? It was hopping with Villanova winning in overtime.
The old Big East matchup.
I love it.
Villanova Providence.
I love it. It's too bad that teams like Syracuse and, you know, the Big East now, you used to be able to throw a blanket over the familiar names.
Look what's going on in Connecticut right now. Kevin Ollie was fired as the coach, and I just don't think that school fits the conference that they're in. I mean, it makes no sense for them to be in anywhere but the Big East, and I think it's really hurt their program.
I mean, the Big East, at one point, Jack, they were
the premier conference.
They were the premier conference, and if you watch that ESPN 30 for 30 on it, I mean, guys, kids were coming. I mean, Syracuse got Stevie Thompson from California. Why? Because he was watching Big East basketball.
When he came home from school at the 7 o'clock game on the East Coast, he's watching at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, after school, right. You know? And
I mean, Douglas as well, another L.A. guy.
You know, and Seton Hall with Arturis Karnishevas, these guys coming from all over. Why? Because Big East basketball was worldwide. Cornette drives, a running hook, no good. Rebound, Valanciunas. 7-point Toronto lead, 55-48. 2:13 to go, first half. Lowry on the dribble. Turns, fires, and is fouled by Moutier. Lowry wants it on the shot. Referee Kevin Boland says no. It's side out of bounds, Toronto right wing, near side. Miller will inbound for Toronto. A balmy 5 degrees Celsius. 41 Fahrenheit.
The sun's shining,
too. Sun's shining
nice
in New York. You got to love that.
Spring's on the way.
In the lane, DeRozan floats it up and in with the left hand. Tough shot
from
the broken circle.
Nice shooting touch, though.
9-point Raptor lead, 57-48. Moutier drives, kicks it out from the baseline right to Kyle Lowry. Kyle hustles it front court. Spins on Ntilikina, and they got the foul. Ntilikina wearing him like one of those cheap suits over on 3rd Avenue. All over him. A bad fit.
You got your A game today, Jones. You're bringing some good material.
It's New York, man. You got to have your A. You got to have your A for New York. DeRozan, top of the lane. Valanciunas, far side. Drives down the baseline. Goes for the reverse jam. No good, but is fouled by Cornette.
Tell you what, he's playing big today, Jones.
Yeah.
10 points, 6 boards, 2 assists. Super assertive.
Jack, to me, you always talk about, and I love the term, and I always give you credit when I say it because it's so true, the residue of winning.
Yeah.
JV, they're a winning team right now. He's confident. he just looks down a kid like Luke Kornet and says, hey, hear this bell, man? I mean, school's in. Let's go. I mean, and the whole team, like, there's an air of confidence about the Raptors
now. Not cocky
now.
At all.
No.
It's earned confidence,
yes.
Too. It's not false. It's not bravado. It's, you know, the final question I asked DeMar DeRozan the other night after the Rocket game was,
right,
what did you learn from playing this Houston Rocket team? You're a good team. They're a good team. He goes, I learned that, once again, that we're a really good team.
There,
like,
you go.
Like, just not cocky, but
matter
just,
of fact.
That's it. We're really good.
Kornet, baseline, floats it up, no good. Rebound tipped up and in by Beasley. Valanciunas made one of two. 58-50 Toronto. JV 7 of 8 from the stripe today. Minute 15, first half, Raptors by 8. DeRozan in the lane. Short jumper, no good. Rebound, Beasley. Here come the Knicks on a bust out. 4-on-3, floor is broken. Beasley into the lane. Kick to Moutier, to Ntilikina. Good closeout by DeRozan. Hardaway gets into the lane, lays it up, no good. And Dwayne Casey out there looking like one of the Temptations at midcourt, wheeling his fist in the face of Sean Wright, saying, man, that guy's walking. You need a Metro pass to go that far. And Hardaway Jr. will go to the line for a couple of free throws. Michigan, Jack, will be in the tournament again, John Beilein.
Yeah, they won the Big Ten.
And they have had a week off since they won it.
And sometimes that's good, sometimes it's bad. When you're going good, you want to keep playing.
Yeah. Raptors trying to keep playing right now, looking for a season-high 8-game win streak. They lead it 58-51. Hardaway Jr. makes one of two. And now at the other end, Lowry fouled.
In the bonus situation, and the foul was called before he shot it, but it doesn't matter. He's going to shoot two shots.
And I'm looking at the replay on that. It sure looked like he was going up when he was fouled and then gathered it in the air, and they were going to say no.
But nonetheless, it's the bonus, so it worked out.
We'll be at the league office on Tuesday. Raptor broadcast crew, Jack Armstrong, myself, Leo Routens, Matt Devlin, a bunch of us, Sherman Hamilton will all be there for a little chat with the league.
Tim Hardaway Jr. and Kyle Lowry will call it a double tech, and now Serge Ibaka, what is he doing?
Now Serge gets teed up. Serge, you've already been run from a couple of games. Just now he's pointing. The index finger in full effect for Serge, and now the Raptors huddle, and it looks like Ibaka is the kid in the class with all his buddies talking to him. DeRozan, Lowry, Miller, and Valanciunas, four of them standing in front of him as they talk to him. Hardaway Jr. goes down to the other end, makes the free throw, and now Lowry will get his two at the other end, 58-52.
Well, at least, you know, quiet Sunday afternoon. Now the temperature's starting to rise a little bit in here.
The juice is going. And and you know what? There's part of me that said, that's okay, because he's defending a teammate.
Yep.
You can't talk to my guy like that. Lowry free throw good. 59-52 Toronto. We have 53.3 seconds to go in the first half. Lowry's Villanova Wildcats probably going to be a number one seed.
Oh, yeah. Kyle was obviously in attendance last night.
And he dragged DeMar DeRozan with him. 60-52. Raptors by 8. 40 seconds to go, first half. Knicks coming right to left. Ntilikina drives in the lane. Ibaka blocks it out of bounds and talks some trash. Says, don't bring that low stuff in here, or the translation from a man, Jack Armstrong.
Get that garbage out of here.
So Ntilikina will inbound near baseline left side. Serge says, bring your low Sunday YMCA stuff into my game.
6 seconds on a shot clock.
Ntilikina inbound to Kornet. Pull up three. Got it. Luke Kornet knocks it down. He could be a keeper for them. He's got 13 points. Leading scorer for the Knicks, 60-55 Toronto, 30 seconds, first half. Ibaka fouled by Hardaway Jr., and that'll give Serge a couple of free throws.
Tell you what, Serge Ibaka is fired up right now. And Hardaway trying to steal the ball in a bonus situation, so he'll shoot two.
So Serge will go to the line. 6 points.
I used to always, if you get through a game like this, okay, then you don't play again on Tuesday night. You know, so it's like, I think that really helps you be fresh for the next game, Jonesy.
Yeah, I agree, Jack. You're not traveling. I mean, you're going back to the same hotel room.
Yeah. No, I mean, that helps you get ready for the Nets. I mean, but first things first, you got to get ready. You got to get through this one first.
61-55. Serge knocks down the first free throw. He's got 7 points. Second one in the air for Ibaka. Good. Raptors push the lead to 7 at 62-55. Here come the Knicks. 25 seconds left, first half. 5 second difference. The Raptors will get a touch if they can get a rebound or a stop. Ntilikina up top between the rings. Straight away, now works far side. Dribble handoff, Courtney Lee. Now to Hardaway Jr. Works against Ibaka. Serge picks him up. Hardaway Jr. step back, jumper good. Straight away a 20-footer. Here comes Toronto. Lowry hustles it up the floor. Into the corner. Malcolm Miller catch and shoot three. Good in the bottom of the well to beat the buzzer. A double from Hardaway Jr., but a triple from Miller. 65-57, Toronto by 8 at recess.
What a great pass by Kyle Lowry. They double team him, and they leave Malcolm Miller open in the left corner. And Miller, a perfect 2-for-2. Again, playing just steady basketball. And the Raptors, how about this, Jonesy, at halftime? They have 18 assists on 23 field goals.
Wow.
Team effort, and shout out to the big guys today. 19 points, 13 rebounds for Valanciunas and Ibaka combined. They played with great energy.
Wheeler, Watson, and Lewenberg, supervised by J.P. Ricciuto and Adrian Carnevale. Come your way next. It's halftime in New York. 65-57 Toronto from the world's most famous arena. You're listening to Raptors Basketball, TSN 1050 Toronto.